Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards the mound. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Baines moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines scores. Luzinski moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into left field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Luzinski scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Howard Bailey now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Lo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ivey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 4 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Law steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to third. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ivy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Kevin Hickey now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Tom Brookins pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.